Biggs and Valentini too. No one named Frank or Mike, Stephen or Bob, no Kims or Sarahs too. Just Biggs and Barr, yep, Biggs and Barr. That's Biggs and Barr and Jamie too.
Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning. You all right?
Sorry. Just,
computer trouble again?
Tech issues. I do know my password now. I fixed that problem.
Oh, that's good.
From a few days ago.
Thank goodness.
Now it's just this, the camera, because we have cameras in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of our job now is to put out video content
right
often of our show, and the camera program just randomly freezes all the time.
Little gremlin in there, right?
Yep. And so then I have to reset it because, you know, it's just what I want to do all morning is babysit a camera program. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, when you're well paid for doing things like making videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, why I don't you make get a big
any
box.
Extra for
That's
doing any of, that, any of that.
But what?
I don't mind. Whatever. Hey, it's, you know, it's not that I don't enjoy it, and it's part of the gig. I just wish the programs worked that we used to do.
That would be
make it a lot easier. But I mean, these are like minor issues and pretty blessed existence.
Mm-hmm. Do you do you have a question today or no?
Yeah, why are these stupid camera? Not really. I was. Do you know the loudest? I saw this article about the loudest land mammals. I don't know why it's just sticking in my head, and it was a bird. Number one, I didn't think a bird. Mm. Animals, not mammals, just animals. Well, birds are mammals. No, birds are birds, right? Are birds mammals? So many questions.
They sound like mammals. I don't know. I would have thought it was the lady at the Canada Sensplex a few weeks ago during a tournament. I had never heard anyone yell. And she was like a bird. Like it was.
Birds are not mammals.
Like a caw? Okay.
I have a video of it somewhere on my phone. I didn't get a good, but like it was so loud, and she's sitting right next to someone. I'm like, how do you live with this person?
It's because they lay eggs.
Oh,
I forgot. Mammals have right, to, yeah, mammals live birth.
Yeah.
And they have feathers.
I was going to say, isn't mammals, they have to have some sort of.
Well, not really, because whales are mammals, and they don't.
They got hairs, don't they?
Little whale hairs. I guess not little, probably. They have big eyelashes. I think, don't they have eyelashes, whales?
Yeah, so it gets all the algae out of the way when, really they're when they're swimming.
Yeah. But they like birds. And they breathe oxygen. Those are two of the things I think that mammals need, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant portion of the population that doesn't think anything are animals that aren't mammals.
Yes,
you were in that small category, right?
I was for a while, and then I'm like, okay. Like, I never thought of an insect as an animal.
Right, yeah, you think it was just as insects.
Yeah.
But they're in the same category.
Everything's an animal.
Everything.
Basically.
Same
and then
genus.
They have subcategories of insect.
Oh, boy, do they.
There's a lot of insects, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There sure are.
Categories.
There's a lot of them. None of them responsible for my computer issues.
You don't know that.
You think there's a bug
you
in
might
the
need
system?
A bug fixed. Yeah, maybe. Get me to it. Need a bug.
I set you guys up for it. Yeah, I put it on the team.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, so I don't really have like a question.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to have a question every day. You don't have to question everything.
It's good to question stuff, though.
Sure is. But sometimes it's okay just to not.
Do we sound really dumb not knowing that birds aren't mammals? Like, I think I knew that.
I don't know. I wasn't really prepared to answer thoughtful questions this morning.
Okay.
Tired as usual.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, we can roll along and we can just play a tune and let our brains warm up a bit if you want. Hey, are cranberries mammals?
No.
That's food.
That's a food thing. It's a berry. Is it a berry, though? Are they called cranberries,
cranberry
but
it
isn't a berry? Because they grow them in bogs, right?
Are cranberries berries?
Yeah, we're asking all the hard-hitting questions today.
They're not.
Yeah, see? But they call them cranberries.
Are not botanically classified as true berries.
Right.
While commonly referred to as a berry, they're actually classified as false berries or epigenous fruits.
Okay.
Whatever. They grow from underneath the rest of the flower parts, unlike true berries, which develop from the ovary of the flower.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Wow.
Wow. Man, we are, just, learning stuff.
Just easier.
Learning stuff
today.
Easier
to call them berries, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the name?
Yeah.
That's why we say it. Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
All is not lost. I think we're good to, we're good for a little bit. All is not lost on the youth
okay.
of today. So in the town I live in, on the main strip, there's this house where I guess somebody died. Like there's no one, they're going to tear the house down.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So the other day, the town Facebook group was shooketh.
Why is that?
Because some youth had gone over and just spray painted so many huge dinks all over this house. And I was like, yes! Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not lost on them. No, they still know a thing or two. So amazing. People are mad because because
the house that's going to be torn down has had some spray painted on it.
And it's on the main the main strip. So people are mad because their kids could see it, this and that.
Could see the drawing of a penis?
Yes, yeah, but also, they're kids. You can say whatever you want. And so the reason I said flowers, because my daughter is like, what are those? So she's not four,
right?
Even.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, those are flowers. She's like, oh, nice. Because they were like neon, pink, right, okay. green, and yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
They're huge. So she was smart. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so,
that's a smart lie.
Wait, but are you saying you took it upon yourself to find a creative solution to parent your children as opposed to just losing your mind
at that
outrage and writing words on a Facebook page?
Ain't that it?
Crazy, Chase.
You know what I mean?
Crazy.
We're like, why do I tell my kid?
Yeah.
You tell them anything you want.
I mean, when she's in school drawing flowers in her.
Her
it may come back to bite you.
That's fair,
right?
But I think we're good. Like
here's the good thing about those spray painted penises. There could be so many worse things that they could have spray painted.
Of course,
that
is true.
On that house,
of course.
Like those are just goofy kids being goofy.
Yeah, it's meant to be funny,
but it made me happy.
Yeah, you should.
When I see that kind of stuff,
people drive by this, you go and be happy. It's not terrible words,
like we were
symbols.
Yep. We were walking through a park a couple years ago, and they're the baseball diamonds are like gray gravel, right? There's like gray gravel.
Gray gravel.
In the baseball diamond.
Yeah,
common
color for gravel, gray, yes.
And someone had shuffled a large penis with their feet all around. And I was like, yes! Again. Thank God.
Is it you?
No.
Are you doing this?
No. I would have back in the day, for sure.
Anyway, Turns out it's not kids. It's just 40-year-old Jamie going around his town spray painting penises and shuffling them into the gray gravel on baseball diamonds.
Yeah. The dink bandit is running around.
Back.
Why is he doing it? He just finds it funny.
Yeah. And it is. And rightly so.
One
of the worst mornings of my life is when I was driving to work and someone had erased the penis that someone had drawn on the bottom of a deer crossing sign. Someone had pulled over to the side of the highway, backed up their truck.
It's you.
No, it's not.
It has to be you.
No, I'm just their biggest fan. I'm their number one fan. Whoever these people are, I'm here for it.
You have to. It has to be.
Yeah.
How many penises have you seen drawn on things?
Wanksy.
Yeah, Wanksy going on in Amber. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey. Anyway, so we're all good. We're in good shape.
There's hope. Once an hour, we each bring a story to the table that caught our attention and we share.
I can go first.
All right, Jason Barr.
So there's a guy in Vancouver, 29 years old, had to be rescued after he jumped off of a bridge and into a river.
Oh.
So it sounds like a very sad situation. Yeah. Turns out it wasn't.
Oh.
Cops rescued him and they're like, hey, bud, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, I wasn't trying to hurt myself. I was just on meth and someone dared me to jump. So he did.
Classic.
Yeah, classic on meth. Dare.
Excuse.
I've never been on meth.
No, nor I.
But I have done some really dumb things on other substances just because someone suggested it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like immediately without even thinking about it.
So imagine being on meth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like remember that time in studio where there was an onion? Actually, you dared yourself.
I was sober then, though.
Yeah. You took a full onion and you looked at Jamie and I and said, you want me to eat this like an apple? And like, what were we going to say?
I don't know if we could have said yes quicker than we did.
Yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes. And then you ate it.
It's still a vegetable, though. It's not like
it burned your mouth and you coughed and choked.
It hurt my stomach quite a bit.
I bet.
And you put a whole pack of gum in your mouth.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So yeah, you know.
And you were sober, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine you're on meth.
Oh my God, I would eat a table probably.
Yeah. You
eat this table?
Yep. Yeah. Chris, bite into this lychee fruit.
Yeah.
Speaking of fruit.
Yeah.
Bananas. Who doesn't love a banana, eh? Oh,
I like a banana.
Fiber, potassium.
I'm not in its own. Like on
you guys
its
don't
own.
Like banana? You don't like bananas?
I'm not a banana guy.
If they're perfectly ripe for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll eat bruised ones, but you know,
you'll eat green bananas.
My mouth is basically a dump truck or a garbage truck. So when you add them to your smoothies, apparently, it's not as good as you think.
I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, they prevent your body from absorbing all the other stuff.
All the flavanols?
Yeah, flavanols, all the antioxidants. Mm-hmm. So keep bananas out of your smoothies.
By 84%, right?
Yeah, it's a big number. Yeah, 84%. So it's only getting 16% of like the blueberries or whatever else you're trying to get there.
Just eat the fruit.
Well, that's good, though, because that's the thing I don't like about smoothies. Well, bananas? There's two things I don't like. Bananas and the gurt, obviously. So I don't like... when I see one without bananas, I'm more inclined...
You don't have to
inclined.
Put yogurt in smoothies.
A lot come with it, like if you go to like a booster juice or something.
You can just say don't put yogurt in it.
Like, I suppose. Yeah.
Like but, you of all people should know that. You're super, super picky with your restaurant orders.
Well, I just figured that wouldn't even slow you down to
could you
make
change
everyone's
the
day
type
more
of
annoying.
Pasta that comes with this sauce.
Oh, that's not... I'm not that guy.
Can you make eggs without eggs?
What do you got?
Yeah, what's your story?
Yeah.
Well, a record has been made.
Okay.
On Mount Everest.
Dead bodies?
No. Guys climbed it in 5 days instead of weeks.
From the base?
From London to the top, the summit of Mount Everest
in five days.
Oh, okay. Now, they did it by taking this gas called xenon, and they took it like weeks like in preparation, so it like changes like your kidneys, basically changes who you are.
Okay.
Inside, and it
so the altitude won't get to you.
Yeah, it ups the count of red blood cells, and one of the great words that no one hemoglobin.
Oh yeah, hemoglobin.
It's a great word.
It's a great word.
So it ups it, and like it does all that stuff for your body to trigger the kidneys production, and so you're not going to get the altitude.
Really?
They did it in 5 days.
So they didn't have to take any like sort of 3 or 4 days at the different levels to adjust. They just
kept doing it.
It
was crazy.
Oh, cool.
So
and they probably use oxygen too.
I don't know if it's ever been done without it. A couple times it's been done without it, but
a bunch of times it's been done without it.
That's risky.
It's way riskier.
It's risky in general.
I mean that doing it with oxygen is kind of cheating. I think.
Why?
Because you're not really conquering the mountain.
Yeah, you're getting help.
You're bringing your own little environment up the mountain with you. Just drop me on top with a helicopter and I'll say I climbed it.
I made it.
You got to climb. You're going to climb Mount Everest
and
climb
it. You still have to go over
and
it's
not the climb that gets you. It's not like super steep. It's not like they're rappelling, like hanging off the side of a cliff by their hand. No, it's a trail.
Obviously, you've never watched anything about it.
I've watched all of them.
Clearly.
They just basically walk up a trail.
What about that guy, that Sherpa, who carried the legless guy on his back up there?
He didn't need oxygen.
He was rappelling and stuff?
And he was carrying a dude. He didn't need oxygen.
I bet the Sherpa did have oxygen.
Anyone know his name? No, but I bet you everyone applauds the legless guy who got carried up with a mask on.
They did. That was the article.
Human backpack.
Yeah, I disagree with that guy's accolades.
Lack of legs, accolades.
Yeah, get out of here. But no, they have to do lots of different things. The
what?
Hell's the name
of
it.
Walk.
It's driving me nuts. No, they don't just walk.
You have
to climb. You have to rappel. You have to use your ice pick.
Okay.
You have to cross. Big cracks in
fjords?
The ice on ladders.
Okay.
And stuff like that. Why can't I? The Hillary Step is what it's called. That's like right before you get to the top. It's very dangerous.
Edmund Hillary.
Yes.
Right.
He did it way back then.
Yeah.
It would be pretty daunting walking by all these frozen dead bodies way up, though.
Like,
Oh, with your oxygen and your cozy little warmy mittens.
Right.
Or being carried on that Sherpa's back.
For your lack of leg accolades.
That's
the funnest thing to say in a long time.
Funner than hemoglobin.
Making fun of something I'll never do.
Yeah, right?
Losers. Get carried?
Yeah,
you're too.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fella's a little upset. He's a little upset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd like to get your opinion on fireworks. My neighbor was letting off fireworks last night with their little 4-year-old daughter, and the other neighbor came out and started complaining, saying, oh, it's scaring my dog, and it's against the law to light these off. And this is at 9:30 at night. And I shouted out at her, and said, she goes, you better not get your dog fixed, then. Maybe it'll grow something. Like, imagine telling somebody it's against the law to let fireworks off. It's twice a year, man. take your caring attitude and put it where the sun don't shine, people. If you can't have compassion for families for 2 hours twice a year. That's my opinion. Thanks, guys.
I think compassion might have been the wrong word.
Yeah, it's not the right
one. And also, understanding, maybe.
Two hours of home fireworks. Was this guy a millionaire?
I'd start to get irritated after 2 hours.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I think the way he misspoke on compassion, I imagine he exaggerated the time, maybe not on purpose. Because 2 hours is a long
time. That's a long time.
That is expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
Like, I don't set off fireworks. I find it, as a frugal person, I find it one of the dumbest things I can do
just
with my
literally
money.
Literally just lighting your money fire.
But I'm also not going to go yell at the neighbor for it either. I think, to be honest, I think less of them, unless they have small children. If it's just a group of adults lighting off fireworks, I'm like, how stupid are these people?
Well, yeah, especially especially like backyard fireworks. Yeah. Like, they're never impressive. Just psst, boom.
Yeah. Kids, you but got now kids, you do something for them, sure.
Like, yeah, okay. Of course.
Hilarious. Yeah. Group of adults hanging around, just lighting off fireworks in their backyard. I'm like, you losers.
I used to do it till I almost like killed my whole family. I think I told you about that. The cottage. And one of them tipped over, and everyone was on the dock.
Yeah.
Everyone was on the dock, and it started firing at my family. On the dock, everyone had to dive for cover, and they was going to the forest.
I don't know if there was a year at the cottage where the bucket didn't get kicked over or fall over.
Yeah. Fireworks on a firing faulty rock.
Into the boat, where the gas. Get out of the fire. Everyone's diving all the place. Dogs carrying one around. Like, it's just,
we used to fire them at each other when we were kids.
Oh, for sure.
The Roman candle ones.
As a teen, more than a kid.
As a teen.
This guy here, he would not appreciate that kind of activity with fireworks here.
So I'm driving to work this morning, and I see this guy beside me on the highway driving like this little Ford work van thing, and he's dressed fully in like moto gear. He's got a helmet, gloves, like a leather jacket, so I guess whatever, motorcycle gear, but a full face helmet and everything. I'm thinking, like, what the heck's going on here? This guy gonna drop the van and hop on a bike while we're driving here?
That'd be cool.
Well, it turns out I follow him into the gas station, get out, hop out, fueling up. I kind of forgot about it for a moment until he hopped out, and I kind of looked over, and I guess he knew why I was looking over, and he says to me, "I don't trust anyone on the roads. Is it that bad that you got to wear full motorcycle gear while you're driving a vehicle on the highway?"
It seems excessive, but maybe you don't know his past experiences, right? Maybe he was, you know, T-boned and got really hurt, and he figured he doesn't want that to happen anymore. Like, I do find it excessive myself. But.
Or he's just messing with him.
Then he was on his way. He was just doing a quick little jog to the track.
Yeah, he got gas for his wife, but he was already on the ripping around. He's like, all right, fine. He just jumps in his gear and notices somebody staring at him.
I don't trust anyone on the road.
Me either.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Like, when you think about it, we probably should all be wearing that safety gear when we're driving.
Like, imagine you're here. Yeah. Oh God.
You're the worst drivers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's just because there's no police. There's none.
I see people pulled over every day.
I never see anywhere.
Literally every day, I see someone pulled over on my way home.
In the South, not a cop for ever. Ever.
What are you complaining for?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not. But it's just. No one's going to slow down if there's no one telling them to.
I guess. That's the speed limit signs are for.
I'm trying to think of something like mean to say to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to make you sound stupid.
I'm not making some giant stance or anything. I'm just saying there's no, you know.
No one's going to slow down if there's not people telling.
6 years I've been living there, and I haven't seen a cop on Mitch Owen ever, and they're like, zipping through there at 250 clicks.
Dump trucks love to rip on Mitch Owen.
Yeah. It's not, the cops don't exist. they don't come to the South.
Again,
they know
also
better.
They know better. Like, it's boring as ass out there.
That's
why there's nothing going on. Why would they be there?
Flat and boring and just diving out of the way of dump trucks, dude. Yeah. 400K. That's all you got to do.
Five questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
What?
On a Biggs and Barr show.
Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass, and we recommend you do. And come back if you don't know something right away. But your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We got John on the phone.
Ah, John.
Big John.
Johnny. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What state is known as the Tar Heel State?
Northern California.
What Canadian city is known as the City of Champions?
Can you say that again?
What Canadian city is known as the City of Champions?
Toronto.
How many kilometers is a full marathon?
John.
You passed. What man has won the most tennis grand slams?
Lendl?
What is a sillier movie? Oh, sorry. What was a sillier move by me yesterday, meaning Jamie?
Yeah.
Drinking a pop right before I went to bed or running the length of a football field?
Running the length of a football field.
All right, let's go over your answers, John.
Hang on.
What was a sillier move by Jamie yesterday, drinking a pop right before you went to bed or running the length of a football field? You said running the length of a football field, and that's what the answer was here.
You didn't run.
It wasn't a full length.
It was not a full length.
It was not even three quarters.
I did some other running.
You weren't even running full out. I watched you.
No, you were like...
Oh, I know.
I have a video of it.
I know.
It was a trot, basically. What man has won the most tennis grand slams? You said Lendl. Incorrect. It's Novak the Joker Djokovic.
I thought he said Wendell.
I thought he said Wendell, too. Either way,
Yvonne Lendl, I imagine.
Joker's got more than Federer now? Yeah, I guess so.
24.
Nadal, yeah.
He turns 38 today. How many kilometers is a full marathon? You passed on it.
26?
42.
26 miles.
Miles.
It's a race weekend in Ottawa this weekend.
Right.
What Canadian city is known as the Champions? I think you were joking. You said Toronto.
Yeah, he's laughing. Yeah.
And what state
it's
is
Edmonton.
Known as the... Yeah, it's Edmonton, sorry. What state's known as the Tar Heel State? You said Northern California, which is incorrect. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina. He corrected that.
Yeah.
Is that an offer?
I got the opinion.
I got the opinion question. Right.
Yeah. So pretty close to an offer, buddy.
But we hope you enjoy your day, friend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Stay up. First answer counts, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say Northern California then. No, I meant Carolina.
It's not a state.
No. Nope. It's also not. Northern Carolina.
No, you're right.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah. Right. He knew he was like, he was around.
He did know.
He'll get nervous. I'm not going to be mean today.
No, yeah.
Not always the.
You already yell at Jamie when we got here for chewing his cereal too loud?
Yeah, for
it was the
eating
loudest,
Honey
it
Nut
was
Cheerios.
The loudest thing I've ever heard. I don't know how we weren't called by some sort of government agency to ask if there was some sort of earthquake in this room. Your jaw was crunching so loud. So loud.
No, it's just because you come into the room, you're like, ha, let's see what Jamie does that I can chirp him for. So you're extra sensitive to everything I do.
Not at all. It's because their new studios, we sit closer now, so I have to listen to your diamond chewing session every morning.
So you don't even listen to me when I talk to you, but you listen when I chew my food?
Yeah, you're pretty sensitive to Jamie's mouth noises.
Jeez.
I have noticed
that. When I want him to listen.
Or if I'm eating some chips or something, you yell at me as
easy
well.
Easy diamond teeth.
Yeah.
Not you so much.
No, not me as much.
When you used to eat bananas, it was like there was a camel sitting beside
me. I used to do it on purpose.
It's ridiculous.
It made you feel uncomfortable. I also used to stare at you while I ate them.
Yeah,
that's true. That was made it a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, enough about us. Listen, in the next little bit, we got Circle Time coming up, and we might have a new world record that Jamie could try.
Oh.
And it has nothing to do with eating diamonds.
Jack off.
Whoa.
What?
That's
what?
Not that either. Little spot in the show we dedicate to why.
When your computer shut off again?
Who's why?
Sorry.
So the three of us bring stories
that
the other ones may or may not be aware of. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
So a lot of people, not marathon runners, right? I think that's safe to say. There's more non-marathoners than marathoners. But it's race weekend here, so it could really dicker up your travel plans potentially. Yeah. So there's tons of closures, both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So if you want to see them, go to runottawa.ca.
Okay.
runottawa.ca, because there's too many. It could be ridiculous. I'll be here till tomorrow if I read it all.
Also be like a threat website.
runottawa.ca.
Yeah, but it's not.
But like some streets are closed for 45 minutes.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So,
and then they open them back up.
And then
up
they open
again.
Back up. Like, well, Elgin good. Between Lisgar and Gladstone is 45-minute closures, but some is all day.
Yeah.
Like,
some
places all day.
Well, that's, I mean, that's good that they don't close them for the whole day.
So, anyway, go check that out if you are going to be in and about town on Saturday and Sunday, because, boy, that would be a surprise. What is going on this weekend? And then you didn't know it was a marathon?
I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean, some people.
Yeah, some people they won't know. What is this?
Yeah,
and then oh.
All right, thanks, James.
Yeah, yeah.
There's you guys have been keeping up to date on this feud between Trump and Springsteen.
Oh yeah,
chirping each other.
It's pretty funny.
Kinda. I just saw that Trump went to Twitter yesterday for like their ex for the first time in a while.
Yeah, he put up a video of him driving a golf ball and then it hitting
a falling Bruce Springsteen.
One from when he fell on stage.
Yeah,
they've. Photoshop or whatever edited so that it looks like the ball hits him.
Because Bruce put out an EP, right? That had his anti-Trump speech from the UK last week, and then Trump responded with this video, which I'm sure he didn't put together.
Which is hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
He wasn't the president of the United States.
Yeah. Like, it is, it's a funny video.
It is.
Like, I did chuckle, but I mean, should the president or his... person who does social media for him be spending their time doing that sort of stuff? Probably
it's,
not.
I don't.
What did he call him the other day? A dried prune or something?
Yeah.
Said he had bad skin.
Neil Young has also jumped in.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said he should focus on the saving America from the mess you made instead of feuding with celebrities that criticize him. What are you worrying about, man? Bruce and thousand musicians think you're ruining America. Worry about that instead of dying kids in Gaza. That's your problem. Anyways, blah, blah, blah.
He had some valid points.
Yeah, it's a long... He said a lot.
Yeah, he said a lot of things.
He said a lot. But I think you're...
Neil never been one to keep quiet about issues and stuff.
But also, you're... I mean, Trump's not going to hear you.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't. He's not. If he's worried about stuff like that, he would from the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyways, so hey, as long as we get our funny memes, who cares?
Yeah, that's
true. Who cares about all the people that are being hurt? Who cares?
Yeah. As long as we can get a chuckle.
All right, Jason?
So, Jamie, you have been known to set world records. You've got several.
Six or something.
And I noticed lately, whenever we've been proposing them to you, that you want less and less of the physical ones, right?
Well, yeah, you're like, oh, hang upside down by your teeth. Like, what?
Right.
Like,
you do that.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's one I think you can get because you've done something similar before.
Oh.
So there's an Iranian man. His name is Abul Fazl Sabr Mokhtari. He's 54 years old. And he has balanced 96 spoons on his body to break a Guinness World Record for the third time.
96?
Like upright? Like, are they sitting?
They're mostly on his shoulders, like across his chest and shoulders.
Is he standing or is he laying?
He is standing.
The spoons are not upright, though, because that would be wild balance.
No. Okay, they're laying on his chest, like, spoon side up. Well, yeah, he did it.
Like, I did a spoon record.
On your face.
On my face.
How many spoons on your face?
It was enough. But it was a lot of spoons I had on my face.
Oh, you could dust this guy.
Yeah.
You have way more canvas.
Okay, that's a very nice way of putting it.
And yeah, he doesn't. He just stands there. Just it's whoever the woman is putting the spoons on.
He's got a good stacker.
Yeah, he's definitely got a good stacker. Dude, you could dust this record.
I think you could
dust it.
Now you would have to stand there for the video with your shirt off.
I don't like doing that.
Okay, but for glory, love glory.
I love glory.
Like, you are a glory hound.
And we're basically building you a spoon. Like spoon armor. Like, that's what it looks like he's wearing by the end of
spoon
it.
Mail.
Like medieval.
Spoon mail, for sure.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do we have that many spoons? Could they be plastic spoons?
They wouldn't stick. They wouldn't stick as well.
These are metal spoons.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I got like maybe 12 spoons at home.
We could just go to the Costco Business Center. They're very cheap there.
Okay.
Restaurant spoons. And then they'd be all uniform size. No one could argue with it.
Yeah.
Well.
What do you think?
Are you willing to do it today?
Thinking, but I was going to say today I'm doing that stupid bet with Cosmo.
All right.
Oh, is that today you're filming
that's
that?
That's today. Yeah.
Good for you. That sounds like
what
a time's
that
time.
Happening?
11.
Oh. All right. Well, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I know you guys aren't going to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Send
us the video.
Yeah.
Yep.
But try some
at home today. Get your wife to stack them on you and see how many spoons you can get on just like how you might place it. Watch the video and see. I think you could do it.
Yeah. Hey, I need some help.
Yeah. Put your daughters into it.
Honestly, this is an actual record. You could do it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's nothing special. Like, no. There's nothing about him. He's hairless. You're hairless. Yep. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Like for me and Jason, it would just slide off our
ridiculous,
our masculine, manly hair. I guess you do got a bit in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we'll shave
trim
that
it up,
off.
Trim
no
it up.
Problem. That could be part of the video.
Stop scratching your chest.
Us shaving your chest would probably get a lot of views.
I don't want to do that.
Us shaving your chest? Okay.
Fine.
That's the weird part.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Once an hour, we gather around the old table and share stories that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. If you're not aware, next week, starting on Monday, King Charles and Queen Camilla.
Oh, wow.
They're coming to town.
So for those of you who wish to catch a glimpse of him and her, on Monday at 1:50 p.m., they'll be at Lansdowne Park. 2:50, they'll be at Rideau Hall. Tuesday, 9:50 in the morning, Wellington Street. They're going to travel on Wellington from the Bank of Canada building to the Senate, where they will be at 10:15.
Okay.
Then 11 o'clock, Chuck's delivering the speech from the throne to open the 45th Parliament.
Bathroom?
Yeah. 11:55, they'll be at the National War Memorial.
All right.
And then after that, it doesn't say.
That's literally their whole life is a schedule, which would suck.
There's a lot to it.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't get, unless you're the second child.
You do get taken pretty good of on that schedule.
Of course.
It's not like they're flying coach and then jammed into a motel. You know what I mean? Like, life's all right. Just people kissing your butt wherever you go.
So, unfortunately, if you just heard Jason there, my request didn't get granted to have him come into the 475 Richmond here in the morning.
He didn't.
Oh,
so.
You remember?
No, yeah, I tried.
Are you going to go try and see him? You'd be a big royal fancy fella, you?
No. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not
for me, all those places are areas to avoid Monday and Tuesday.
Just because of crowds. Who are your top celebrities to meet? Are they all royals?
No.
Okay.
I don't really have any top celebrities.
You love the royals.
I do love the royals.
Hockey players and royals. That would be like Jamie's dream.
Yeah, bring Queen Elizabeth back to life.
Yeah, okay. So the Queen of the Table next to Wendell Clark. That's it.
And that's it.
And the guys that make Bluey, so you can get some toys for your kids. You're set.
Jeff Bosch is his name.
It's
Joffrey Bush, not Jeff Bosch. It's Joff Bush.
Joff Bush?
I think so, from the credits. Anyway, what
like
do you got?
Like Geoff Bush?
No, Joff, J-O-F-F.
Joff Bush.
I think
you are lying.
Hold on.
Joff Bush makes Bluey?
Joff Bush. Yeah, that's
he's
Bluey.
The musical composer.
Yeah, he's the guy.
You call your kid Joff, he's either going to be creative and successful and make a cartoon like Bluey, or he's going to be on meth.
He made the music for it. He didn't make the cartoon.
Okay. Yeah, Joff Bush.
Joff Bush.
Joffrey, probably, right? Probably.
It just says Joff Bush on it.
Joff! Anyway.
Sorry.
No.
Guys.
Yes.
I think we need to blow up a space station.
Oh,
I know that sounds crazy, but
I'm pretty good with a slingshot.
So Chinese scientists have discovered a previously unknown bacteria aboard the Tiangong space station.
On the station in space?
An unknown form of bacteria. So like it's never been on Earth. So it's just
keep it not on Earth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to blow up.
Like, don't bring it back.
I know these astronauts have families, but they could be infected now, too. So just blow up the whole space station. We don't need any more new space bacteria on planet Earth. Please.
Like that's movie stuff right there.
Yeah.
Last of Us stuff right there.
I don't like this.
There's a whole bunch of scientific information with the name of it and what strain it's to. I don't care. No one's coming home.
Yeah, sorry.
Call your kids. Tell them you're
sorry.
Not coming home.
And you'll be heroes.
Yes.
Heroes.
Forever. You don't bring home space germs.
No, don't. I don't even like touching the handrail on the escalator. Exactly. Never mind bringing home space germs.
Like if they don't let you bring fruit from, you know, like on the plane.
Do you have any citrus? Yeah. Do you have any citrus you're bringing back?
You know, if you can't do that, you can't bring a space station with unknown bacteria.
Yeah.
That was a very cold first thought. They can live just there.
There. Okay, yeah.
No one's coming back. You can live there. You can talk to your kids on a monitor for the rest of your life. We'll send unmanned vessels of food to you. But you're not coming.
You're not coming back.
No, you're not coming back. You're not bringing that back. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of time. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
There's this new trend with shoes. You know, everyone, shoes go through trends, right? Platforms, and that, Crocs, flip-flops. Wearing cleats in everyday life.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like hard cleats?
Yes, like soccer shoes. Like
you ever tried to walk on a tile floor with soccer shoes on? Very precarious.
It is brutal.
These aren't like just short rubber cleats, like a golf cleat or something. These are actual
studded cleats.
Not so golf cleats. You walk on a hard tile floor.
The new ones are pretty, they're meant for like club, in and out of clubhouse, so they're not too bad. But yeah, remember the old... Did you have metal cleats?
The metal cleats? Shoes? Oh, they were terrible.
No, the baseball cleats. They're like literally blades.
The rugby shoes were pure metal,
back in the day. How did more people not get eviscerated?
I don't know.
When they used to be able to slide into second and stuff.
Or just in general. You just walk around with knives on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slice, slice.
I had screw-in metal cleats for soccer, too, until they were outlawed, because they were fine when they were new, but, like, you step on a rock and they get jagged. Like, you slice a guy's leg open with them. Yeah.
Crazy. So now people are just wearing those around the office?
Yeah, and out and about, like walking down to the video guy tap walking on the sidewalk.
Everywhere they go, tap dancing?
On the sidewalk with
why?
Red Nike soccer cleats.
I don't mind the color of them.
Maybe he was just walking home from soccer practice because his parents couldn't pick him up, and now they're like, oh, look at this trend.
He's wearing jeans, and all his friends are also wearing them. All right, dancing around all silly-like. It's TikTok.
Dancing around all silly-like. Yeah. What an old man thing to say.
Yeah, I'll own it. I'll own that.
Yeah.
All on that.
All these teenagers dancing.
Wearing their bright red shoes and dancing all silly like on the TikTok.
Next thing you know, they're going to be smoking the grass.
Yeah.
They're smoking marijuana cigarettes out there.
It's marijuana cigarettes. Yeah. It's such an old thing. All right. Well,
anyway, I'm good with my non cleat shoes everywhere but a soccer field.
I'm with you. Gather up all the cleat wearing ding-a-lings there and send them out to them.
To the space station.
To the Mars virus. Got one place.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, yesterday we got a call about a garbage guy whose colleague cut himself. So he asked you to put your glass in him here.
My colleague picked up a bag and cut his hand with some broken glass inside the bag that was sticking out. So he's okay. But the law requires that any broken glass that you have that you want to throw out has to be put in a little cardboard box labeled broken glass to avoid any future potential injuries to anyone.
There you go.
It's Captain Personality there. We commented yesterday how un-garbage man sounding that guy sounds.
Yeah.
Like in your traditional stereotypical what you think a garbage man should sound like. So, somebody did not like his comments about.
Yeah, somebody got real
glass
chapped
in a
about
box,
it.
James.
Yes. Okay. Here's this guy here.
Listen, I really, really, really have to say something about this morning when the guy was talking about being in a garbage man and somebody left a garbage bag out with broken glass in it, and he was whining and whining and whining. Well, put on some you're a garbage man. Put on your proper gloves and expect the unexpected. You can have anything pop out at any time on a goddamn f***ing garbage run. Pardon my language, everybody. I love you all. Bye, guys. Thanks for my listening. Or no, sorry. Thanks for your listening.
The unexpected.
It's fair. You should be wearing your gloves. But yes. I mean, it could also, like, cut your leg or something like that.
Hey, you should still be considerate.
I agree. I always put my broken glass in a box.
How far down the unexpected road should they be expecting?
Because I would think for a waste management professional, glass would be kind of
expected.
Somewhat expected. Yeah,
that'd be in like the realm of expected.
But like unexpected would be like someone popping up from behind the bin with a muffin for you. Like That's a good thing,
pleasant,
I guess.
That'd be a pleasant.
Yeah, it'd be pleasantly unexpected.
Like a tiger?
That would be unexpected.
Like, are they supposed to expect a tiger?
No, that's too unexpected.
If that's unexpected.
That's too unexpected?
Yes.
Like, what is too unexpected to expect if it's unexpected?
Exactly.
Right? Because if it's unexpected, you don't expect it.
So then you can't expect it.
But if it's
so
too...
So it'll always be unexpected.
If it's too unexpected, like a tiger here in Ontario...
Yeah.
Then that maybe one got
still unexpected.
Loose, right? You know?
It's still unexpected.
It is unexpected.
A plane falling from the sky on you while you're picking up the garbage.
Yeah, you wear a helmet. That's not going to help.
Also unexpected, but you can't plan for that.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. No, that's true.
That is unexpected.
It can never be expected if it's unexpected. You can never expect the unexpected, because if you expect the unexpected, then it's no longer
unexpected.
Yeah, then you'd expect it.
Like, and it sounds crazy what you're saying, but you're
I'm bang on.
You're bang on. Sorry.
No, I understand.
Let's give credit where credit was due. Jason was bang on.
Oh, okay,
I'm just jumping on your theory that it can't be expected if it's unexpected.
But you should expect the unexpected.
That's the only thing you can expect.
Is the unexpected. But you can't really expect the unexpected. You can just expect that there might be unexpected things.
I'm having trouble thinking that the word expect is a word anymore.
Yeah. This is too deep.
You know what is truly unexpected? This conversation.
Is it though?
I don't know. I kind of expected this.
You should expect the unexpected.
If we don't stop... We will not go home today.
Yeah. Like with our employment
and some people may think that would be unexpected, yeah. But if you're expecting it, how could it be? Yeah. Oh my God.
Can't.
I might have to quit.
I might have to quit.
I don't know if I can talk about anything else anymore.
People are begging, please.
I know they are, but how can you? If you're a sentient human being and you talk about the phrase expect the unexpected, how could you stop talking about it?
You can't.
This will be the end of the world.
Yeah. There we go.
He's done.
You know what's not unexpected?
What's that?
Us plugging our podcast. You can find
it. That is expected.
I expected that.
Five days a week. That's what I said. It's not unexpected. Yeah. Everywhere you find podcasts, it's a Bigs and Bar Show. Give us a subscription, please. Please. We'd appreciate it. Keep listening for the song of the day. It could happen anytime.
Oh, goodness.
Want to see Ozzy in England?
That one person texted us about things being unexpected.
Like, just shut
about,
up.
Just about when you're a garbage man, you have to wear all your PPE.
Yeah.
That I expected.
I expected 100%. The Bigs and Bar Show.